morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And one of the key verses that teaches that is Joshua 1:8. And so I'm really focusing in on that verse. I did last week. I'm going to do that again this week. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. Welcome to the program. And Joshua 1:8, I have explained, has this great promise, but it also requires a great commitment. And therefore, I think you should take it seriously because you want the promise, but you also should take it seriously because it requires great commitment and you shouldn't just plunge into it without thoughtful consideration. So what is Joshua 1:8 again? Keep this book of the law on your lips always. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. So the reward, the promise, is to be prosperous and successful. The commitment is to dedicate your life to meditating on, studying, thinking about continuously the scriptures and how to apply them to your life and then carefully following them. So that is a lot of commitment, but the reward is great. What more could you want than to be a prosperous and successful person versus a failure who has wasted your life? I mean, that is the definition of what we should want in life, is to be prosperous and successful. So what I'm doing last week and this week is going through, okay, what are some possible objections? How could this promise be true? Why should I believe it's true? What are some questions I might have before I really trust this is true? Because I believe if you really believe that this is true, you're going to really dedicate yourself to studying, meditating, and applying the scriptures and carefully obeying them in your life. So we've looked at a couple things. One, I think some of you might think, well, maybe that's for Bible heroes like Joshua, but not for someone like me. And we've seen, no, this kind of promise or some type of repetition of this promise comes up throughout the Bible. It's in the Psalms in Psalm 1. Jesus says the same thing to all his followers in places like Matthew 7:24-27 or Matthew 11:28-29. We see it other places in the New Testament like James 1:25. So we see it repeated whether you're in the Old Testament or New Testament, whether you're a Bible hero like Joshua or a Moses or someone like that, or just an ordinary person trying to follow God. Whether you're in the New Testament or Old Testament. So it's for everyone according to the Bible. A second objection that we looked at last Friday, is, well, it doesn't sound right. You know, something seems off about saying, if I follow the Bible, I'll be prosperous and successful. Is that really a biblical teaching? Because isn't the Bible about self-sacrifice and living for others and taking up your cross daily and following Jesus and, following a lot of rules, being a good person and maybe cutting yourself off from doing things you enjoy doing in order to please God? And, you know, there are those preachers who talk about being prosperous and having lots of money and having all your health and, you know, I just don't know that that's biblical. Maybe Joshua 1:8, this promise of being prosperous and successful, is twisting the scriptures. And my response to that is it's right for you to have that concern, and we need to step back and define what we mean by prosperous and successful. I am not a prosperity preacher. I do not believe for a minute that if you follow the Bible, you're guaranteed health and wealth, or that, you know, there's something wrong with your faith or there's something wrong with your obedience if you don't have those things. Not at all. But I do believe that the Bible does promise prosperity and success, true prosperity and success. It's not based on money. It's not based on health. It's based on how the Bible defines it, which is the purpose of your life is to glorify God. The Bible gives you the right goal to pursue, to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. And the Bible says that as you do that, you are doing the thing that God has designed you to do, and so you will flourish, meaning you will have sort of as a product of living for God's righteousness, part of which is living for others, seeking to bless others, looking to the interests of others more than yourself. As you do that, you're living according to the way God designed you, and you will also then have peace, joy. Your life will count for something. You will have meaning and purpose in your life. You will be filled with passion for living. You know, all of these kinds of things, nothing will be able to shake you from confidence that you're on the right path, that you're accomplishing your purpose, that you're doing what God wanted you to do, and you're headed in the right direction in life, and you'll have joy, even in the midst of trial, suffering, maybe financial setback and loss. That's what I mean, and that's what the Bible is saying, I believe, when it says you will be prosperous and successful. So the Bible gives us this path to being prosperous and successful. It identifies what it is, it tells us what we should be pursuing, and then chapter by chapter, it explains how we can do this. And so it is a commitment. It is a lifestyle. It is a steering your whole life in this direction and following all the directions as best you can as you meditate and study the Word and the promises that, that it leads to and keeps you on the path of being prosperous and successful. So that's dealing with a couple objections. I want to introduce maybe a new objection. And that is a question. And that is a more fundamental question. That is it really God's word? Because I believe that if Joshua 1:8, where God tells Joshua, keep this book of the law always on your lips, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it, then you will be prosperous and successful. If that is actually the words of the living God who created heaven and earth, who designed you, who knows exactly how you are made to function right, who knows everything about the history of mankind and what has helped people succeed and what has led to them failing. You know, he knows all of that. If he says, here's the guide you need to be prosperous and successful, and he repeats that in different ways throughout the Bible, if that's really the case, then we can trust Joshua 1:8, right? That's really what it comes down to. So the question is this really the word of God? Obviously, the text claims that it is the word of God. It begins, you know, earlier in that chapter by saying this is what God is saying to Joshua. But maybe someone else wrote it. You know, maybe it isn't really the word of God. So I think that's really where we need to focus in on is how do we know this is the word of God? And there's so many different things we could look at to establish that. I'm going to start off this week by just asking the question, is it reasonable? In other words, I think that as we look at what the Bible says about the goal of life and how to pursue the goal of life, if it really is the Word of God, the Word from the person who created us and knows everything about how this world functions and is set up, to some extent it should make sense to us. There should be some intersection between what it describes and what we experience in life where we could say, oh, okay, there's something reasonable about it. We might not be able to verify that it's true based on our experience in life, but it should at least make sense. This is sort of a first check to look at before we can go further with, is this really God's word? Is there a way we can easily eliminate it or not? And I don't think there is. So let me give you an example of what I mean. Suppose the Bible said that the purpose of life is to pet elephants. We would look at that and go, what in the world does that have to do with the purpose of life? You know, as long as I spend lots of time petting elephants, if I maybe get a job at a zoo or move to Africa or something and I pet elephants a lot, then I have a successful life. But if I never really pet an elephant, I'm a failure regardless of everything else. If that is what the Bible said, that would be sheer nonsense. There's nothing in our experience that would confirm that that has something to do with the meaning of life. We all know it has something more to do with our relationships, with what we do for others, with something deeper than ourselves. You know, it doesn't have anything to do, though, with petting elephants. And that's what I'm saying is I'm going to talk about tomorrow some things that in our life experiences confirm that what the Bible says about being prosperous and successful, really, it is that way. And until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.